The commander, 63rd Brigade of the Nigerian Army, Brigadier General Usman Bello, in an address to the occasion said the operation was to consolidate on the achievements of Operation Crocodile Smile 3, with a mandate to tackle security challenges such as kidnapping, cultism, oil bunkering, and militancy in the area. The commander, represented by Colonel Oro Nyong, expressed the hope that the operation and the medical outreach would yield the expected result in fostering peace and development in the two communities.
These and other humanitarian activities lined up for Sisters Crocodile Smile will also be conducted in other areas in the state.
Delta State Governor Dr. Ifeanyi Okoha, represented by the Secretary to the State Government, Chiedu Ebie, stressed the need to allow peace to reign in the area and urged those sponsoring violence to desist from the act.
As the Chief Security Officer of the state, we will work with the security agencies to ensure that anyone caught is made to face the full wrath of the law.
The chairman of Udu Local Government Area, Mr. G.T. Brown, and his counterpart from Warri Southwest, Mr. Toyo Taye, in their separate speeches, lauded the Nigerian Army for the project, which they say brought temporary relief to the people after a long spell of tension. High point of the occasion was the formal launch of the medical outreach and the inspection of the stands by officials of Delta State Government and the Nigerian Army. From Alaja Ogbijo Community in Delta State, Ogenero Egwere, Radio Nigeria.